a while back and asked him to call to discuss a project they might do together. Mr. Spadone is on the road a lot, so he said I should find out when Mr. Vitaro will be in the office. By the time the two had finished comparing schedules, the lady friend had enough information to provide the attacker with a list of dates when Mr. Vitaro would be in the office, which meant he also knew when Vitaro would be out of the office. It hadn't required much extra conversation to find out that Vitaro's secretary would be taking advantage of his absence to get in a little skiing. For a short span of time, both would be out of the office. Perfect. The first day they were supposed to be gone, he placed a pretext urgent call just to make sure, and was told by a receptionist that Mr. Vitaro is not in the office, and neither is his secretary. Neither of them is expected any time today or tomorrow or the next day. His very first try at conning a junior employee into taking part in his scheme was successful, and she didn't seem to blink an eye at being told to help him by downloading a manuscript, which was actually a popular, commercially available spyware program that the attacker had modified for a silent install. Using this method, the installation would not be detected by any antivirus software. For some strange reason, antivirus manufacturers do not market products that will detect commercially available spyware. Lingo. Silent install. A method of installing a software application without the computer user or operator being aware that such action is taking place. Immediately after the young woman had loaded the software onto Vitaro's computer, Kurt went back up to the GeoCities site and replaced the doc.exe file with a book manuscript he found on the internet, just in case anyone stumbled on the ruse and returned to the site to investigate what had taken place. All they'd find would be an innocuous, amateurish, unpublishable book manuscript. Once the program had been installed and the computer rebooted, it was set to immediately become active. Ron Vitaro would return to town in a few days, start to work, and the spyware would begin forwarding all the keystrokes typed on his computer, including all outgoing emails and screenshots showing what was displayed on his screen at that moment. It would all be sent at regular intervals to a free email service provider in the Ukraine. Within a few days after Vitaro's return, Kurt was plowing through the log files piling up in his Ukrainian mailbox, and before long had located confidential emails that indicated just how far Millard Fenton Publishing was willing to go in making a deal with the author. Armed with that knowledge, it was easy for the author's agent to negotiate much better terms than originally offered without ever running the risk of losing the deal altogether, which of course meant a bigger commission for the agent. Analyzing the con. In this ruse, the attacker made his success more likely by picking a new employee to act as his proxy, counting on her being more willing to cooperate and be a team player, and being less likely to have knowledge of the company, its people, and good security practices, which could thwart the attempt. Because Kurt was pretexting as a vice president in his conversation with Anna, a clerk in finance, he knew that it would be very unlikely that she would question his authority. On the contrary, she might entertain the thought that helping a VP could gain her favor. And the process he walked Anna through, that had the effect of installing the spyware, appeared innocuous on its face. Anna had no idea that her seemingly innocent actions had set an attacker up to gain valuable information that could be used against the interests of the company. And why did he choose to forward the VP's message to an email account in the Ukraine? For several reasons, a far-off destination makes tracing or taking action against an attacker much less likely. These types of crimes are generally considered low priority in countries like this, where the police tend to hold the view that committing a crime over the internet isn't a noteworthy offense. For that reason, using email drops in countries that are unlikely to cooperate with U.S. law enforcement is an attractive strategy. Mitnick message. Asking a coworker or a subordinate to do a favor is a common practice. Social engineers know how to exploit people's natural desire to help and be a team player. An attacker exploits this positive human trait to deceive unsuspecting employees into performing actions that advance him toward his goal. It's important to understand this simple concept, so you will be more likely to recognize when another person is trying to manipulate you. Preventing the con. A social engineer will always prefer to target an employee who is unlikely to recognize that there is something suspicious about his requests. It makes his job not only easier, but also less risky, as the stories in this chapter illustrate. Deceiving the unwary. I've emphasized earlier the need to train employees thoroughly enough that they will never allow themselves to be talked into carrying out the instructions of a stranger. All employees also need to understand the danger of carrying out a request to take any action on another person's computer. Company policy should prohibit this, except when specifically approved by a manager. Allowable situations include: when the request is made by a person well known to you, with the request made either face-to-face or over the telephone when you unmistakably recognize the voice of the caller. When you positively verify the identity of the requester through approved procedures. When the action is authorized by a supervisor or other person in authority who is personally familiar with the requester. Employees must be trained not to assist people they do not personally know, even if the person making the request claims to be an executive. Once security policies concerning verification have been put in place, management must support employees in adhering to these policies, even when it means that an employee challenges a